This is Olive, and I'm 11 years old, and I live in Southside.
This is Cooper, and I'm 4 years old.
This is Elena. I'm 13 years old and live in Spickley.
This is Julian. I'm 14 years old and live in Highland Park. And this is the Kittsburg Podcast.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hard to believe it's already 2025.
It's that time of year when we reflect on the past and we look ahead to what we want to accomplish in the future. But how can kids set goals? How can we all get better at achieving them? We're starting our new series of Kittsburg podcasts with a focus on goal setting. I'm Melissa Rayworth, the editor of Kittsburg.
And I'm Yuling Chang, the director of Kittsburg, where we're dedicated to helping share the information and resources to help all kids thrive.
And I'm Christine Sorensen, Kittsburg partner and anchor at KDKA-TV. In each episode in the Kittsburg podcast, we'll share an interview where you'll learn something to help your whole family grow. Plus, we'll spill the tea with teens who ask questions of other teens that we want to know. And we'll take you to a hidden gem you may not know about. And today we're starting with the hidden gem, Manchester Craftsman's Guild on Pittsburgh's North Side.
I love the Manchester Craftsman's Guild, and I want to specifically focus on their youth programs today. But before I do, I just want to remind everyone, if you go back to Season 1, Episode 9, you can hear an interview with Bill Strickland and the inspiration of how Manchester Craftsman's Guild started. But when you look at their youth program, their mission is to inspire creativity, learning, and personal growth through the arts. And they do this in two specific ways for kids, but also for adults. So one, you can go to their after-school apprenticeship training program specifically for high school students, and you can specialize in ceramics, digital arts, design arts, photography, and even better, if you are a Pittsburgh Public School student, it's free for you. But it is open for all students.
It's such an incredible resource. I found it fascinating when we spoke with Bill Strickland and he was talking about not only really immersing kids in all the creative things they may want to do, but making sure they're in a beautiful space and they're having delicious food for their lunch or their snack or whatever. It just sounds like a really inspiring place all around.
It is. It's a beautiful space. When you walk in, you see the airiness, you see all the art, you see all the inspiration. It's also a great place to go for the summer. They have great programs for grades 5 through 12, and they come in two-week increments. And again, these kids in upper elementary and middle school can learn about ceramics, where they are doing hand building or sculpturing or wheel throwing. They can learn about photography, where they might be learning about black and white photography, how to Photoshop, how to use a darkroom. Design would include screen printing, drawing, textiles, painting, and more, and fashion. And finally, digital arts include graphic design, digital music, 3D printing, laser engraving, and more. So there's so much. I mean, kids can really explore and learn a lot and then decide if they want to become an apprentice in this program.
That is so fantastic.
But Christine, you might love this. They also have an Art After Dark program, just for adults, so that you can continue learning. And I know you have a lot of art inspiration in your home as well.
Yeah, my mom actually did a ceramics workshop there because she is a professional sculptor. And it was so incredible to see the kids being so inspired just by all of the amazing teachers there. And it just starts with Bill Strickland being inspired by a teacher and how he's carrying this on. And I love to see these kids being inspired every day. So Manchester Craftsman's Guild may be a place you want to try something new if that's one of your goals for the new year. Whatever your goals are, we have some expert advice on how even little kids can set goals and how we can all achieve them.
Pittsburgh is Kittsburgh. You're listening to the Kittsburgh Podcast.
The new year is a time for fresh starts, setting goals, and trying new things. And it's a great time to teach kids about setting their own goals and how to actually achieve them. In today's Kittsburgh podcast, life coach Dr. Marlene Boaz, who has a PhD in psychology, joins us with advice. Thanks for being here with us, Marlene.
Oh, my pleasure.
Marlene, it's so great to have you here. Thank you. I am going to start with a really basic question. Why is it important for kids and adults to set goals?
Well, you know, goals are something that help us focus our energy and give us a clear direction. And for kids, it helps them build mastery. It helps them gain confidence. It shows them how to problem solve. It shows them how to figure things out. And it's motivating. When you see you make incremental steps towards a goal, it makes you want to continue. Success breeds success.
And I'm a big proponent of setting goals for myself, but I think sometimes we don't think of kids setting goals. So how can children set goals?
If you're going to work with kids and help them set goals, it has to be co-created. They have to have a vested interest in it. But when we think, we set goals from early on, even with toddlers learning to walk. I mean, we have a goal as a parent that they're going to walk, but we help them. We hold their hands, and then they hold our fingers, and we scaffold the process. We break it down to steps so they're successful. So we can do that with kids at any age, and of course, it would have to be developmentally appropriate for each age.
So do you start by just asking them or brainstorming what they might want to accomplish? Like, how do you begin?
Absolutely. It's all about conversations. And while you're having the conversation, especially if you listen carefully and they say something like, you know, I'd like to do better in school or whatever, then you explore that with them and help them think more deeply about it. Why? How? What might it take? In any kind of goal setting, you look where you are and where you want to be and go deeply into why.
That makes so much sense. Now, it's interesting what you said about co-creating with them, because we may have our own ideas about what goals we want our children to be working toward. So what can that process look like if parents want to help their children set goals, if their children have never really thought of it in those terms? How might we just sort of sit down and start that conversation?
Well, hopefully as parents, we want to instill our values into our kids. But we don't want to come like with a hammer and blah, blah, blah. So if you hear something and they have a goal, you help build it and explain why. So if they want to do better in school and you talk to them about why, and then you talk to them about why doing well in school and education is important, and you can get it very broad and incorporate both what they want to accomplish and your value all together in their goal.
I love that you mentioned listening, like sort of hearing what they might talk about is important to them. That listening piece of it is so important so that you can discover what's on their minds.
You know, if they're school-age children or high school, you might not really know what's going on. So you have to listen because their goal may be very different than what you think it should be.
And I'm thinking as a parent, too, sometimes we might have an idea of what we want our children to have goals, but they might have different ideas. But maybe they're not that far apart.
Maybe they're not that far apart. And what could be better than for us to work with them to teach them how to find common ground from opposing points of view?
And it doesn't have to be something like, I don't know, a physical goal, like I want to learn how to do a back handspring in gymnastics. It could be something like I want to make more friends.
Right. It could be, I want to make more friends. Then you would talk to the child about why that's important for them. And you might hear a lot of things that's coloring their decision to want to do that, which might be very insightful from a parent's point of view. And of course, as a parent, when they're young, you manage it. So you're going to give them a lot of information. As they get older, you become more of a mentor and then a consultant. And hopefully by the time they're ready to fledge, they know how to do this on their own.
So one of the hardest things once we have our goals is accomplishing it. So let's talk about, now we have our goals, the kids have their goals, how do we make it happen?
You know, like I said, where are you? Where do you want to be? What are the steps to get there? And break it down. You can use visualization with little kids, like this is a ladder, here's the goal. What's on each rung? Listen to your child. How can they explain it to you? And break it down, write it down, draw it if they're little, whatever. And then you want to celebrate each success. And monitor. You know, we all make big goals often, and we'll say, yeah, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and then it falls by the wayside. So there has to be a system in place to always come back and check.
I like that, rewarding the smaller steps, because especially for kids, you know, you think, we'll give you this big reward when you achieve your goal, but that might be too far away for them to understand. You need to do the steps along the way, too.
The steps along the way, and also the obstacles. There will be obstacles. So maybe anticipating what they might be. Like, you want to do your homework every day and you want to do really well, but you also want to watch this show or play this game or whatever. That's kind of an obstacle. How do we solve that? And if you let them help figure it out, they're invested in it, and it's also an internal reward rather than an external one.
Well, and I think sometimes people are almost afraid to set goals because they think, oh, if I don't achieve it, I'm lacking somehow. Yeah. But that's all part of your process of reflecting, reviewing, revising, is as the goal goes along and you're working toward it, maybe it's not an achievable goal. Maybe you revise and say, okay,
that's right.
Maybe there's something else that's better along the way.
That's right. You can't have unrealistic expectations. So reasonable goals, it's really important to do that and help the kids do that. And Scaffolding, make it challenging enough, but not too challenging. So always, just like I said, with a toddler learning to walk, you hold their hands tight, then the fingers. So enough of a challenge to encourage them and motivate them, but not too much that's overwhelming.
Gosh, I love hearing about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene.
My pleasure.
What a great interview. As I was listening to the interview, I was thinking, this is good advice for me as an adult, right? I mean, yes, you want to co-create with your kids as far as the goals, and I love that you're instilling values as well. But for example, the advice that Marlene gave of breaking down the goals, right, into manageable sound bites, which is something I need to do, and I know I want to help my kids do, and I want to listen to them and see what path they decide to take. But more importantly, I love that she said to celebrate each success as well as overcoming obstacles. And the best way to overcome obstacles is to anticipate those obstacles and do that with your kids.
It is such good advice for adults and for kids. And I love that, especially with younger kids, when she was talking about how they have to be bought in. If they're really going to pursue a goal, it's really important that it be something that drives them. I think we've all experienced if something doesn't really speak to you, it's going to be a lot harder to do. I also love this idea of scaffolding, of sort of helping them. That analogy of when they're learning to walk, we hold their hands and little by little, they hold on a little less and then we let go. The fact that if they have a goal, we can help them get started with the first steps and then little by little, it's more and more independent.
And I sometimes think there's fear of writing down a goal because you may not achieve it, but I love how she said, it's okay if you don't, maybe it's the journey of getting there that was really the most important part of what you've learned. Or maybe it took a side turn and now you have a new goal. And I think that really kind of helped me overcome some fears of, what if I don't achieve this? Have I failed somehow? And I think she helped me understand that's not a fail at all.
Especially if it might inspire you in a slightly different direction and you end up doing something you love even more.
You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast.
Pittsburgh is Kidsburg.
Each of us has teenagers, so we know it can be tough to get answers out of them sometimes. So we asked the students at SLB Radio's Youth Media Center to ask other teenagers the questions we wanted to know. And today, the question we asked, what are some of your goals?
So some of my goals are to move to Los Angeles and begin more of a writing and film career there, where I am able to express and tell stories that aren't being told right now. And I hope to tell the stories of the voiceless in America.
I think one of my main goals, it's been a goal of mine since I was a little kid, but I want to be able to play in a band and play stadiums. You know, that's like a long-term goal. That's talking like years in advance.
Some of my goals are to like stay fit over winter, because that's like been hard for me in the past. And I just want to like also do good in school.
One of my goals is to move back to Philadelphia. I really miss it there, like the atmosphere. And most of all the people I know live there.
From the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio, this is C.
This is Alex.
From the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio, I'm Evan.
This is Isolena.
One of your goals this year may be related to money. But if it feels a little intimidating or you don't know where to start, don't miss our next podcast episode. We get expert advice that will motivate you and your kids to start saving now.
We will also spill the tea with teens when we find out what they're saving for. And we share why you're going to want to visit the Pittsburgh Glass Center, one of the hottest spots around town.
And we'll be posting a dozen podcast episodes this winter. And if you missed our first 12, you can find them all on any podcast streaming service. Or you can go to kidsburg.org/podcast to find them all. And be sure to sign up for our free weekly Kidsburg newsletter.
This is Rocco. I'm in 7th grade and homeschooled. And this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
Thanks for joining us and good luck with all your goals for the new year.
Here's to 2025.